What's up, everyone? It's Denise Salcedo with Instinct Culture, and I am back today with a very, very special guest. She is the NXT Women's Champion, Raquel Gonzalez. What's up, Raquel?
Hey, Denise. How are you?
You know, I'm just so happy to have you on because you have seriously been one of my favorite people to watch on NXT nonstop every week. But Raquel, I kind of want to know, are you already used to being referred to as the NXT Women's Champion, or does it still take you a little bit to register it?
Full disclosure, I'm not. it's still something that I'm getting used to, and it's just been one of those things where I think that, you know, I accepted it, I've acknowledged it, and I'm so excited to be in this position, but I also know that I have a target on my back, and everybody is coming after me, and I don't want to get so focused and so excited about being the women's champ that I forget that I also have to defend it. You know what I mean? So I love to sit back after my matches and after my victories and know that I am the most dominant woman in all of WWE, and that feels really good. But I also know that I need to wake up in the morning and keep doing what I'm doing, and that's working hard, putting in the effort, and putting in the sweat and the tears, because I don't want this to end.
Exactly. It's like once you're at the top, you got to figure out a way to stay at the top. But let's talk about that very briefly, because NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, you know, a WrestleMania weekend with so many matches, so many events, and one of your moments was obviously becoming champion, defeating Io Shirai. What was that moment like for you? And not just the moment itself, but to now also be the face of the NXT Women's Division.
It's surreal, you know, and be honest with you, it's so incredibly surreal. Even the entire day at NXT Stand and Deliver, you know, the constant pressure of being in the ring with Io Shirai one-on-one, the best women's wrestler in the world, being main event for night one for an amazing week of WrestleMania. And then also having both of my parents present to be able to experience this with me after, you know, the insane year that we had, and them and not being able to visit and them not being able to come to the shows and not having attendance. It was a lot. And thinking about it now, I want to tear up again just because it was so much just like love and good energy and awesome feelings just all inside of me just like came pouring out that night. And thinking about it, they just want to come pouring out again. it was incredible. Like it's so hard to put this into words for me because it's just so much feelings, good feelings that I have about the entire night and the entire experience. And it's been an overall amazing experience in this reign as NXT Women's Champion. And that's one of the reasons that I'm like, it will not end. If I have anything to do with it, it will not.
I love that. I love that passion. And here's the thing is that I was, you know, my next question, but I'm starting to see the answer already, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You know, signing with WWE, joining NXT really is step one. But like I said, to become champion and to become the face of the division takes a whole other thing. So I kind of want to know from your perspective, what do you attribute that success to actually landing this actual spot, and what would you consider your biggest hurdle into actually getting there?
I think I would attribute it all to my entire journey with WWE. You know, when I started at the Performance Center in October of 2016, I was an entirely different person. I just moved away from my family, the farthest I've ever been from them, and I'm super close with my family, so it was a very tough decision, but they support me no matter what. And so that in itself was difficult. And then starting a life here in Orlando, Florida on my own was also difficult. And not just a normal life, but I'm starting a life as a WWE superstar. And I have these goals and I'm trying to get and reach these, you know, these things that I want to do, which is become the face of NXT. And to constantly be told, you know, you're not ready. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to do this. And no, and no, and no. It makes me look back on my entire journey, and it's something that just keeps that fire lit in me. It's like the fuel that just keeps fueling me, because it was such a long journey and I wouldn't change it for the world. I wouldn't change not one thing. It's my journey and I've accepted it and I love it for everything that it has taught me, but it's kept that fire burning inside of me. And that's what makes it even better, is that like, I know where I've come from and I know what I've done to get here, and I would not change a damn thing, and nothing is going to stop that fire from burning inside of me. So to know that I am the face of the women's division in NXT and to know that I am the champion now, it's sweet. It's so, so sweet. But it's also something that just makes me want to keep working it and going for more. I want more now. I'm hungry.
See, I like that you mentioned the fact that your journey was different. You've learned it. You've accepted it. And, you know, your route was different. Everybody's route is different, correct? So, you know, when you think about NXT and a lot of their roster with different people, like different backgrounds, different experience levels, all of that, when you came into developmental, were you ever sort of intimidated by maybe some of the other women that either A, had made a name for themselves in the independent scene or the independent scene and also, you know, over in Japan? Like, for you, was that intimidating?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Because I came in pretty fresh, you know, like I had just graduated college. All I'd really known was basketball. Yes, my father wrestled when I was younger, but he didn't really push me into that world, even though I wanted to be a wrestler when I was younger. He didn't want me to yet because he wanted me to go to college, get an education, play a sport, get a degree. And I did all of that. So when I came into WWE, yes, I had this passion from being a young child and seeing my father wrestle and wanting to do it as well. But I came in so inexperienced that it was intimidating to see these women who knew everything and not knew everything, but they knew a lot, you know?
You're like, they knew more than me.
I know, they definitely knew more than me at the time too. And so it was something too that I knew I had to put in the work and I had to be patient with myself. And that's the hardest thing I think with a lot of us is that, especially me, because I get so hungry and I want these things and I want them now, but I have to be patient with myself and I have to tell myself, take a step back because you know what? You're still learning, girl, and you're still growing. And even today, you know, being NXT Women's Champion, I've defended it against Mercedes Martinez, who is very well known on the scene. She comes with so much experience, but it's given me an opportunity to learn and to grow and to boost my confidence even more. And that's what I see this matchup with Ember Moon on Sunday as, an opportunity for me to learn, grow, and boost my confidence even more because I'm still learning, I'm still growing, but I'm still going to be your NXT Women's Champ no matter what.
See, and that's the thing about you, though, is that I really do feel like we had, like, from the moment we first saw you on NXT TV to, like, now, obviously, there's been this tremendous amount of growth. So, and it, for me personally, I've been a huge fan of the work that you did with Rhea Ripley, and I really do think that that was, like, a moment where it was, like, you broke out. So, like, for you, when was that moment where you're, like, okay, like, this is who I am. This is the confidence now that I have attained during every other little thing that I had to do to get up into this point. Was there like a moment for you where you thought, all right, this is it. I know who Raquel Gonzalez is.
Yes. And I would say it was definitely that moment with Rhea Ripley in our last women's standing match, because Rhea and I kind of started this journey together as well. And we came in, you know, as these very innocent, young, still learning girls. And we were doing this together. And I think that moment in the last woman standing match when I defeated Rhea was like a moment where, like, yes, you know, this is Raquel. This is her. I've changed. I've become a full grown woman and I am an NXT women's superstar, you know? And that was the moment where I like accepted it and it just, I skyrocketed from there in confidence wise, you know? I just like, I know that I exude this confidence wherever I go now and I show up and I put in the work and I give you something that is going to be memorable. And that is memorable to me too, to know that I can produce something like that. So it definitely was that bittersweet moment with Rhea Ripley, knowing that our friendship and growing together ultimately led to a last woman standing match and seeing her grow as a superstar as well, you know, with her debut in the Mae Young, her reign as NXT UK Women's Champion and her reign as NXT Women's Champion. I've seen her confidence grow. And I feel like I went through that transition as well. And I credit her so much because she helped me break through that barrier of finally realizing and finally having full confidence that Raquel Gonzalez is a superstar.
I love that. And then speaking of that last woman standing match, you know, there was a moment in there with your friend Dakota Kai got locked into a locker. So let's talk about, I mean, that was great, but let's talk about Dakota Kai because again, she had an entirely different journey from yourself, but you guys have come together. So I kind of want to know what the friendship has been like and what you thought about the pairing, you know, when it first was decided that you guys would be essentially doing, you know, the Shawn Michaels Diesel situation.
You know, what's funny is that they didn't really, we didn't kind of make that comparison right away. Dakota was actually the person who constantly supported me through everything. You know, when I was originally supposed to have my original debut, when NXT had its first live show on the USA Network, and I was told, you're not ready yet, she was there for me. And she saw, you know, pretty much how it impacted me. And she constantly supported me throughout of that. And so when we did decide to go with our pairing and have my new debut at NXT Portland, it was very exciting for both of us. I think we're both very happy about it because we become very close. You know, she started PC around the same time as I did too, a little bit after, and watching her and learning from her helped my confidence a lot. She comes with so much experience. She's had stories with Shayna Baszler. She was Nia Jax's first match. She's had stories with Rhea Ripley, Io Shirai, and she's wrestled these women all over the world. That helped me so much because I knew that I had a partner and I had someone to look up to and learn from. And that's exactly what Dakota has been for me from day one. Yeah, we've had our disagreements here and there. And, you know, she's got locked in a locker, which we let her out. We got her out as soon as possible. But we've definitely grown as teammates and as partners. And I don't see myself as champion without her. And I hope that something that we can look forward to together is being champions together again. You know, we only held the NXT women's tag titles for an hour because of Ember Moon and her loud mouth. But it was something that was bittersweet, and it's something that makes us want more too. And it's something to look forward to because the NXT women's championship is my priority, but the tag titles is number two for us. And I think that's something, you know, either way, it's a win-win situation for us.
Raquel, Ember Moon, NXT TakeOver in your house, your next challenger, your second challenger since becoming champion. So what can fans expect from that? And also, what strategy do you have going into this match with Ember Moon, considering that she's hyper athletic?
My strategy is to hit her and to hit her hard, because damn, that girl is annoying. All she does is run her mouth and pick up mics when she's not wanted. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. And yes, you have an opinion, but enough is enough. She's that bug that just will not stay down. But my strategy for Sunday, like I said, is to hit her and to hit her hard and to hit her where it hurts. Obviously, I might have picked a little bit of a bone with her when I destroyed Shotzi not too long ago. But it's fine because I feel like I've lit a fire in Ember that I've been waiting for. And it's just going to make this that much more better and much more just great. You know what I mean? Like, when I walk out of that ring as NXT women's champ retaining my title, it's going to be amazing. And I can't wait. I'm going to have the biggest smile on my face to know that I shut Ember Moon up.
So before, and now here is, I'm really excited for that match with the Ember Moon, because I really do think you guys are going to do amazing things in there. But here's my last question for you before we jump into our second portion of the interview. And my question for you is, you know, obviously as champion, what are your goals, and do you possibly have your eyes on any other woman on the roster that you're like, all right, I see you, girl?
I definitely keep an eye out for all of the women on the roster. And I know I've been mentioned, my name has been on the lips of many of the women that have been making their debuts and coming into NXT. And I'm open to any new challenger. Even, you know, my good friend Dakota Kai says, hey, you know what? I think I've earned an opportunity to go for the NXT Women's Championship. I would totally give that to her because I respect her. And it makes me a better champion to know that I can step into the ring with anyone at any time and keep my title.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, Raquel. So we got a couple minutes left. So what I do with all of my guests is I play this lightning round game where I literally ask you 10 very, very random questions. Okay.
Okay.
And you can go ahead and answer them as fast as you can. You can give as much detail as you can, but here we go. Are you guys ready for the lightning round with NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez? Question number one, if you could be in any popular reality TV show, which one would you want it to be?
Oh my gosh. I think I would want to be, oh my gosh. I don't know. I think like Man versus Food. I just want to try and eat a whole bunch of food. Does that count as a reality show?
That That's reality, so right? Awesome. Yes. Woman versus Food. Let's do it. Yes. Then you'd be perfect for that. Question number two, do you consider yourself an extrovert or an introvert?
I consider myself an extrovert. Definitely. I'm very outgoing. I'm very loud. Sometimes I don't think I have a volume. I don't even know if I know how to whisper. extrovert.
It's funny because as I was reading this, I was like, oh, she's totally going to say extrovert. I'm like, unless she surprises me here and just throws me a curveball. But I kind of felt it. Okay.
Introvert.
Yeah. question number three. What do you like more, a shower in the morning or a shower before you go to bed?
A shower before going to bed. I love going to bed just feeling fresh and relieved, and it's like a stress reliever almost. I'm like, the day is gone and so is all my sweat. Let's start again in the morning.
Raquel, I swear you are my soul sister here right now, because I feel like we're touching on these. We're like exactly the same here. Okay.
Roommates, we would get along. Yes,
let's do it. Question number four. Name your top three favorite music artists.
Oh, this is hard. You know, picking like choices like this is very difficult for me. I think right now it'd have to be Maluma and Sarah Evans definitely is iconic for me. I think I loved listening to her music when I was younger, and it still brings back good memories for me. And one more, Selena.
Yes.
Obviously.
Of course. Question number five. What word do you always misspell?
Oh. Oh, man. I feel like I just typed this one out earlier, too. Exercise.
Exercise. I get it. That's a good one. And it's funny because you're like, it's something that I do all the time, yet I forget how to spell it.
I do. I'm like, wait, does the X come first or is there a C? Is there an S in there or a Z?
I Google and I check and then I copy and paste.
Yes. And even sometimes, like, I think I'm typing it so fast, my autocorrect doesn't even know what I'm trying to spell.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, help me out here. You know, I'm trying to say I'm going to exercise, you know?
Be on my side here. Question number six. Has a movie ever made you cry? If so, which one?
Yes. And it still makes me cry, even though I know the outcome, just starting to watch it is, it's with Gerard Butler. Where
the Phantom of the Opera?
No, not. Oh, yes. No, that makes me cry too.
The one with Hilary Swank.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Why am I forgetting? P.S. I love you.
Yes.
Oh,
at the very beginning, I don't know why I have a soft spot for, you know, romantic rom-com movies. And at the very beginning, because I know what's going to happen, I just start bawling. And I'm like, when does he have to go?
Yes. The opening scene where they're arguing in the bedroom. Oh, it kills me every time. Yes. Okay. I kill you. Yes. Feel you. Great movie. Question number seven. If you could try out any job for a day, which one would you try?
Ooh, I think I would try being a firefighter. I don't know why, but like Sarah Logan used to be a firefighter, and we've talked about it a few times when we were at the PC together. And I think that would be something I would want to try, just because it's like, it's fast paced and you have to be on your toes constantly, and it keeps you just like moving, you know? And I think that's what I like live for, is those moments where I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I just need to go and I need to do what I know what to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's a good one. Oh, it totally does. Get that adrenaline rush. Question number eight, favorite kind of tacos?
Breakfast tacos.
Oh yeah. Question number nine, online shopping or in-person shopping?
Online shopping.
Yes. And last question number 10, dream city to wrestle in.
My dream city to wrestle in right now would have to be Hidalgo, Texas, my hometown. Down on the border in McAllen. I know they used to make some runs down there, and I always just wanted to go to the show and be a part of the show, and that's something that's still a dream for me and hopefully becomes a reality.
Amazing. Raquel, thank you so much for chatting with me today. It was so much fun. Hopefully we get to do this again, but good luck on your match at NXT TakeOver In Your House. Guys, do not forget to check it out. You can watch NXT TakeOver In Your House on the Peacock app in the United States, everywhere else on the WWE Network. Raquel, thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter @_DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.